Because of what you're seeing at the CDC, who should people take advice from now? The CDC still?
Well, for personal health information, I think you need to talk to your doctor, your nurse, your pharmacist. You know, I worry, though, about the nation as a whole. You know, I served as the acting director of the CDC at the start of the Obama administration, and the reason I was given that job was that I had run emergency preparedness at the agency for 4 years. They wanted to make sure someone was in that seat in the event there was a public health emergency, and there was. There was the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. We now have, as an acting director, someone with absolutely no public health experience, and that puts us all at incredible risk.
And Dr. Besser, I want to ask you one thing about mandates. It's one of the things that Secretary Kennedy said this week and touted progress that he's made. He said he ended the mandates. Why do you think mandates are important?
Well, you know, when I think about mandates, I think about children going to school. I think about young parents who are sending their children to school and want to know that their children are safe. And the way children are safe from vaccine-preventable diseases is by getting vaccinated themselves, but no vaccine is 100%. And so you count on the other children in that classroom being vaccinated. I think with this secretary, we are on a path to it being largely parental choice. And that is going to put at risk those people who, for whom the vaccine didn't work, and children who may have medical conditions where they can't get vaccinated. That is a major step backwards for public health.